Oh, you're here. Oh, I was waiting for you. Ferrari is recalling nearly all of its cars since 2005. A man bought a large billboard to trade a piece of cheese, and Fancy Feast opens a restaurant for humans with cat-inspired dishes. These are the weird stories for Thursday on The Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian that records inside a hot closet in Southern California. My friends. Ferrari is recalling nearly all their cars sold since 2005. But why? What happened to all the Ferraris? You guys know about Ferraris, right? They're mostly known for one thing: going very fast. Well, if you're going to go very fast, something else has to happen. Something is crucial. Your brakes need to work. That's right. Because stopping, also very important. Ferrari has a big stopping problem, though. 19 of its models, dating all the way back to 2005, reportedly are at risk for potential brake failure, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. So it's a brake issue. But if you bought your car in 2005 and you haven't crashed into a building yet, I think you're okay. I think your brakes work. Should probably just bring in the ones where the brakes aren't working. 2005 is far to go back. Trying to save people. You're a little late to the game. If brakes were really failing in 2005, I think we lost a few people, Ferrari. The article goes on to say, remember the Ferrari 430? How about the 612 Scaglietti? Well, most people don't. But they're the oldest Ferraris implicated in this brake recall dating back to 2005. There's a full list of all the cars that are under the recall. I'll post a link to it. And you might want to check it if you have a Ferrari, because you might be driving with some faulty brakes, maybe for like 15 years. Now, a lot of you are probably thinking, Ferrari doesn't make that many cars, right? How bad could this recall be? Well, according to the National Highway Administration, a whopping 23,555 Ferraris are implicated and will need to come in for servicing, which is basically, well, all of them. Yes, all of the Ferraris. They all have to be fixed. Also says here, considering the average price of a Ferrari is at least a couple $100,000, some quick math shows that, well, billions of dollars worth of Ferraris are potentially defective. That sounds like a fail to me on a financial side. The repair is fairly straightforward, they're saying. Ferrari will replace the brake fluid reservoir cap and update the software in the affected vehicles to provide for a direct warning message if the vehicle should lose sufficient brake fluid. Yeah, you want a warning from your car when you're out of brake fluid. That way you can hit the ejection seat, you know, pop out and then parachute your way back to the ground safely, right? You guys have a ejection seat in your Ferrari, right? I have one in mine. They come with one. They come with an ejection seat. Ferrari has some additional advice, meanwhile. They say if your Ferrari flashes, quote, low brake fluid as a warning, then you should pull off the road as soon as it is safe to do so and have the car immediately towed to a Ferrari service center. That's some very helpful information, because when I see low brake fluid warning or just the brake light lights up in general as a warning in my dashboard, I usually drive faster. I do not get off the road immediately. I look for a jump, you know, one of those jumps from the TV show Dukes of Hazzard. Remember those ones? That's what I look for, a dirt jump. A man bought a very large billboard to trade a piece of cheese. This story is from Toronto. If you've been to Yonge and Dundas Square, did I say that correctly? Or is it Yonge and Dundas Square? Please correct me, Torontonians. If you've been to this square, you might have noticed something strange this week. A very large billboard that's advertising a single cheese string up for trade. Not for sale, for trade. Someone's trying to trade a cheese string. It's like a giant Craigslist ad. Right in the square. Who's this person, this weird person? Angel Domingo, who bought the advertising space, said he found the cheese string in the refrigerator of his new home when he moved to Toronto. How old is this cheese, dude? Like, what do you think you're going to get on the market for an old-ass piece of cheese string? Maybe this guy knows something I don't. He told the media he regularly trades items on resale websites such as Kijiji and decided that he would try to do the same with the piece of cheese that he found in the fridge. He said he's used to trading vehicles, car parts, or furniture, but said the market is actually, from his observation, filled with all kinds of strange things. Here's a quote from him. "This is probably the strangest thing that I've ever had to have to had to offer up that I'm offering. Somebody told me that I wouldn't get anything for this cheese. I'm not discouraged. Someone told me that no one's going to want this piece of cheese, but, you know, I think people really want it. That's what I think. It seems to me that people really want the cheese, man. I mean, I've been receiving offers, lots of offers. One would describe the amount of offers that I'm getting as droves, D-R-O-V-S. I'm getting droves of offers. That's a lot of offers, man, for the cheese. The price is going up now. I've received so many offers. Some people calling me again because the first offer that they had for me wasn't good enough. It's like, no, you're going to have to give me more than that. I think the most anybody had to offer me was one person offered me two cats. Yeah, live cats, real cats. They were Persian cats. But, you know, I'm allergic, so that's no bueno. I've been telling everybody the same thing when they ask me what I'm looking for. It's like, you'll know when you see it. So, you know, when you just offer me whatever you think I might like. I'm going to know when I see it. I definitely don't want cats. I'm allergic. It's been a lot of offers. A lot of it is just some fluff, in my opinion. Bunch of fluff. All right? Bunch of fluff. You're wasting my time with your fluff. There hasn't been much quality at all that I've noticed. All right? I paid a lot of money to put this billboard up. What do you think it costs to put a billboard up? Huh? A lot more than that cheese, all right? I'm not going to tell you how much it cost me because it might get out, and that's pretty embarrassing because I spent way too much on the billboard to trade a piece of cheese. My wife doesn't know about this, by the way, so I'm hoping this doesn't go too viral, this story. Because if she finds out how much I paid for that billboard to trade a piece of cheese that we found in the fridge when we moved in, she's probably going to lose her shit. Now, I'm getting a lot of questions about the cheese, but the one important question is, and I agree, this is important, what's the expiration date on the cheese? People want to know, is it still edible? I can tell you with 100% assurance, it is still edible. And in the expiration date is going to be a few months out. It is a few months out. So, yeah, you can eat it, you know? Black Diamond cheese strings are, you know, pretty delicious, if you don't know. They're widely available at most grocery store locations, by the way. But, you know, this is a special one because it was in my fridge when I moved in. So I don't know where it came from. So, it's all fun, guys. This is a fun adventure for everybody involved.
Yay!
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Fancy Feast opens up a restaurant for humans with cat-inspired dishes. Let's just assume they're not eating cat food, although you can't put it past people. Fancy Feast has got a restaurant in New York City. It's a limited time. And if you've ever wondered what it's like to eat like a cat, well, you can go to New York City and spend what I assume is a lot of money to eat at Gatto Bianco by Fancy Feast. Sounds expensive, man. Limited reservations as well for people that want to eat like a cat. Or you could also just go to the dollar store and buy some cat food and then, well, now you're eating like a cat for cheap. Or you could eat a regular meal on the ground. Yeah, go to Del Taco, come back with a couple tacos. Now you're eating like a cat on the ground for cheap. Don't have to go all the way to New York, but maybe they got something special. Let's learn. That was the intro of the story, and I end the intro with a question. What are they offering that's so special? Maybe we want it. Okay, that's what we're going to answer with this story. I don't think we're going to want it, but let's find out, okay? Let's approach it with an open mind. I also want to know if everybody is eating on the ground. I want to know if there's no chairs in this restaurant. That would crack me up to learn that there was no chairs. I just want to see people on their all fours People on all fours just licking milk out of a bowl. That seems funny to me. And paying like $500 to do it. I do not put it past my Americans. Gatto Bianco by Fancy Feast, Italian restaurant, will open soon. It's actually opening today, Thursday. And they're going to bring medley recipes from Fancy Feast, which is a popular brand of gourmet wet cat food. They're going to bring medley recipes to humans for a limited time. I assume it's not the wet cat food, but inspired by it. You know, because when I look at wet cat food, I know I'm inspired to go make something that looks exactly like it. I'm like, that looks so good, what that cat's eating right now. I want to make something that looks just like it. Better yet, I want someone else to make me something that looks just like that mush in the bowl and charge me $250 for it. I'm ready to pay it. The restaurant is only going to be open from today to tomorrow, August 11th and 12th, with four reservations per evening. Only four, huh? What are they serving everybody in a litter box? How small is this place? Is the bathroom a litter box? That'd be cool. I would love it. After you eat like a cat, you go use the bathroom like a cat as well. People would pay big money for this. To eat on all fours like a cat and then crawl to the restroom and poop in some giant litter box. People are crazy. The restaurant is located between Far West Village and the Meatpacking District. That means it's not cheap, guys. I know this area very well. You're really paying out your tuchus to eat like a cat. Eat something wet out of a bowl. I need to find what's on the menu here. Hold on. Ooh, okay. I found the menu here. We have baked sea bass with tomato, capers, olives, and a touch of oregano. Salmon in the style of also buco with saffron risotto. A Tuscan-style spare ribs with rigatoni. Braised beef and wine with spinach and polenta. Ooh, this is all sounding very nice. There's desserts. It's human food. Got to the bottom of that. I don't know what I expected. I'm glad to know it's human food. And the photos of the food look tremendous. It actually looks very good. So you're definitely not eating like a cat. You're eating like a king or queen or non-binary royalty. Now, I think it's only proper to have a quote from the chef who says, "Food has the power to connect us to others in meaningful ways." Meow. Sorry. The same is true for our cats. The dishes at Gatto Bianco are prepared in ways that help cat owners understand how their cats experience food, from flavor to texture to form. I mean, is anybody out there wondering how people experience food? How do people experience food? Could it be flavor? Could it be smell or texture? How do people do it? How do animals do it? I'm so confused with how you experience food. I just shove my whole head in it. Nothing happens. I'm not really experiencing it. I would like to learn more on how to experience it. Is it the flavor? Should I smell it? Should I taste it? These companies crack me the hell up, man. Why don't you just tell us straight up? This is a promotion for our products. It's a silly way to do it. Like, you just, because you're just the reach to connect it to the cats. The reach is so tenuous. It's a bit of a reach to connect it with cats, is what I'm saying. You're serving rigatoni. I don't know what rigatoni has to do with cats. What about news? I'm just trying to make it weird for you. That's right. I'm trying to make it weird for you. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Weird AF News. There are a gazillion podcasts out there, and I'm grateful that you spent time with mine. I'm going to make this brief because I respect your time as well. I would like to just read a little bit of an email I got from a loyal listener named Eric. It's very nice. It was sent to funnyjones@gmail.com, which you can email me anytime. I love to get emails specifically like this from Eric. He wrote, "If you had a nickel for every time I was going to write you, Jonesy, to thank you for your show, you would have a few bucks. I really enjoy your show and have been listening to it for several months now. No day is complete till I hear about at least three people dumber than me. I'm never going to Florida, but I'm glad there is a place where idiots live free and prosper. It means there are fewer idiots spread out in the rest of the world. Thank you, Eric." Isn't it a funny email? Very funny. I like it. I like what he wrote. No day is complete till I hear stories of about at least three people dumber than me. I kind of feel the same way. I like to hear stories about people dumber than me. Then I don't feel so bad, Eric. You know, can you relate, buddy? I think you can. Well, if you guys would like to write me a lovely email like this, it does make me, it makes my day, really, to be honest with you. I love it. If you think I do it for the $80 that I make a month, no. I do it for moments like this. You know, people reaching out and saying, you know, what you're doing is bringing me joy, Jonesy. Don't stop. You know, that's the kind of stuff that keeps me going. My email, funnyjones@gmail.com. That's right. If you would like to support the show financially by buying Jonesy a coffee every month, that'd be pretty cool. Just go to weirdafnews.com and you can click on the Patreon banner or the Buy Jonesy a Coffee. Buy Me a Coffee banner is also there. You can hook me up. I've been drinking a lot of cold brew lately, so I would like bags of ground coffee. If you'd like to mail me some of that, that would be pretty splendid. Just hit me up. I'll give you my address. All right. That's about it, I think. Tomorrow's Friday. As you know, please send me Florida Friday-related stories. I'm only going to be doing weird news from Florida tomorrow, because that's what we do on Fridays on Weird AF News if you're just joining me for the first time. So send those Florida stories, and we'll see you tomorrow for Florida Friday. Thank you. And good night.